I'm raising a leg up too. Praise God. And guess what happens? When the beer sales are down, what does the bartender, what the bartender does? He go up there, they're going to pull out the popcorn machine. And if they don't pull out the popcorn machine, they're going to pull out some of them potato chips. And praise God, they're going to get the ones that's got a whole bunch of salt on them. Praise God. And when they put that stuff out there and they put it out there and they give it to you free, they say, y'all, come on, man, y'all come on, get some popcorn. And as soon as you start getting that popcorn, praise God, I'm trying to show you something. Soon as you start eating that popcorn, the first thing you do, give me one more. Give me a quart. You talking about a 48 ounce, praise God. Give me a 50 ounce can because I got to have something to quench this thirst. So salt creates a thirst.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT FM.
Awesome brother, gentle redeemer.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Today we're talking about the parallels between Christian living and living like the world. As Christians, it's important to know just where we are. I mean, where are we right now in our life, in our living, in our living right according to the Word of God? Where are we? And where are we trying to go? Where are we trying to go as Christians? These are the three things that we're going to talk about. You know, where are we? We're living in a world where sin is just dominant in this world. We're living in a world where people are living in lust for whatever their eyes can see. They lust after. They lust after things. They lust for each other. Men lust for men. Women lust for women. Oh my God. This is the evil times that we're living in now. You know, then there's men that lust for men, and then there's women that lust for women. The Bible said they burn in their lust for one another. And it's an abomination to God. You know, the world is lusting for pleasures. You know, there's all kind of pleasures in this world. And they lust for fine foods, you know. There's people that love to eat. They love to go to fine dining rooms and fine restaurants. They love to go to these places. They love clothes. You know, they have closets full of clothes and shoes and accessories. And I mean, just, they never will wear all that stuff. And that's a lust. They have a lust for that. They have a lust for money, to get all they can, put it in the can, and sit on the can. That's how they view money. They want to get all they can, sit on it. They're not using it because you can't use it. Billions of dollars, you can't use it. Millions and millions of dollars, you can't use it. You have to give it away. Give the church money. That's how we live. When God blesses a Christian to get rich, they know what to do with it. They seed into the ministry, in other people's ministry. They seed into helping people, giving to people, teaching people, loving on people. This is what you do with money, saints. So we find out that these people that's living in this world, they lust after the biggest houses. Who can have the biggest house? You know, they're always competing. you know, for power, for associations. Who can we associate that you don't associate with to make us look bigger and finer and better? They associate for financial status, wealth and riches, for fame, famous, to be known. People want to be known. They want to have a name. And we know what lust is. Lust is, it's an uncontrolled appetite, a passionate, overmastering desire or craving. And see, can you see how this is wrong? When you have a overmastering craving or a desire for something, you know, it's uncontrollable. When you go to a restaurant and you're uncontrollable in your eating, you just eat the buffet, you eat the buffet, you eat more and more and more. And till sometimes when you go in there, you can see people that's almost as large as the doors as they're coming through. They have eaten there so much, and they eat so much they're out of control. See, that's what lust will do for you. It's all in your eyes. It's not in your stomach, because if it was in your stomach, you'd see, okay, I'm full. So it's not your stomach that's guiding you. It's the lust of the eyes. That's what's guiding you. So we're going to have to see, saints of God, how the people of this world are living out of lust. They're living out of what they want in life, and they won't stop at nothing until they can get these things. And then there's these people that's prideful. You know, they're very prideful. And these are people that are rich and famous and people that are well-to-do. These are the people that set themselves up as being more than other people. You know, they're high-minded. They're prideful. You know, they work for position and power in this world. That's what they're looking for. They're arrogant. You know, they think they're more than everybody else. This is the people that God is going to judge. And he's going to look at them, just like he's going to look at everybody else. But he's going to look at these people that's full of pride, because there are seven things that God hates. And one of those things is a proud look. So you know people that's prideful, you're not going to be looked on very favorably by God. These prideful people, they feed off of other people just like themselves. You know, they're children of they say they're children of God, but they're not children of God, because children of God don't act like that. We're going to look at what Paul was talking to Titus about in Titus, the third chapter. And it reads like this. He says, put them in mind. He's telling Titus to tell the children of God, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, you know, to be ready for every good work, to do every good work. Saints of God, have you forgotten that? You're supposed to be ready to do every good work. You just take a ride. I'm reading this because I'm showing you where you are right now as Christians. If Paul had to tell Timothy to talk to these people at this church about where you are and how far you've gone down, we got to be reminded also to be ready to do good works. Are you ready as a child of God? Are you doing good works every day? Or are you getting up just like the world complaining? This is a bad day. I hate this day. I wish I didn't have to work. This is bad. I don't want to go to work. You know, I wish I could win the lottery. Well, hey, you're not fulfilling your job as a child of God. You got to be ready to do every good work, to speak evil of no man. How many know that everybody's speaking evil? You can go in the corridors in the church and you can hear somebody saying something they shouldn't say about somebody else, and they're right in the church. You know, you're not to be a brawler. You have people on the church ground fighting, rolling on the ground, rolling in the parking lot fighting. Not where I go. But you see it on the news and on television. You see these weird people out there. They're supposed to be children of God. So Paul is telling Titus, tell him to stop. Don't be no brawler no more, but be gentle, you know, showing all meekness unto all men. Meekness. You talk to somebody in the church and they look at you like a snake, you know, And you say, that's not good to do. And, you know, they look at you. They might not say nothing to you, but they want to know, well, who asked you? But see, this is what God is trying to tell us. Right now, in October 22nd, 2018, look at the Word. You got to stay in the Word, saints of God. Look in the Word and see where you're falling short. Sometimes you may be above where Paul is talking, or the people that wrote the book that you're reading. You may be above those things. But are you willing to do good works? Right now, you're supposed to be willing to do good works. You know? And it's and Paul told him, he said, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish and disobedient. What that means is, I'm reminding you, sometimes we was like these people of the world. We was foolish. We was disobedient. We was deceived. We was serving diverse lusts and pleasures, having malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Now, you could actually preach a sermon on this. He said we were sometimes like this. Let me read this again. He said, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived. Satan is a deceiver. And if he can deceive you, he'll have you walking around acting foolish, talking foolish, looking foolish. He'll have you disobedient to the Word of God. He'll have children disobedient to parents. This is how Satan operates, serving divers lust. We don't want to be like the people of the world, lusting for everything that we put our little beaded eyes on. We cannot be like these people. You know, lusting for pleasures. Well, that's just so much pleasures you can have in this world. And after that, if pleasures start catching up with you, you can go out discoing 7 days a week for a month. And after that, your back's hurting. Your legs are hurting. So see, it's a price to pay even for the pleasures of this world. You know, we live in malice and envy. You envying the other person because they got something else. You envying another person because they got a nice ride, you know? They got nice clothes. They always smell good when you walk past them. And you envying those people. You're hateful. And you're hating one another. Saints of God, Paul is telling Timothy, remind the saints about this. So I'm reminding you that we were sometime like this. Like everything that I read, hating, hateful, hating one another. Now, if you see yourself in one of these scriptures, one of these verses, then you need to correct yourself. You know. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. After that, after we was like this, God appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to the mercies, he saved us. According to his mercies, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. This is what saved us. The people of the world, we're not counting you out of any sermon or any teaching. If you want to get right, so you can be right when Jesus come back the second time, then you got to stop this foolishness. It's not by our righteousness, the Christians. It's not by our righteousness. No, it's not by that. It's not by anything that we've done. But according to the mercies, but according to his mercies, talking about God, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. You know, which he shed on us abundantly. He gave it to us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. See, we have been given everything pertaining to life and God, life and godliness, according to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, we should be made heirs. See, this is where you got to go to, saints. You got to go to where you know that I'm an heir and a joy there.